Hey, what's up, slut? That's right, I'm fucking calling you a slut. And you're probably over there in your bait cave being like, and that's how you sound, by the way. No, I'm not. I'm a fucking solo sexual. I don't have sex. And you'd be right, except that it doesn't really excuse you from being a slut. Because you see, a slut has a lot of fucking sex. And if you're a solo sexual, masturbation counts as sex. And so, by that logic, you are probably the biggest fucking slut in your fucking city, in your fucking state, in your town, and in your country, you fucking solo sexual little slut. And because you haven't had these words directed towards you in a pretty long time, given how little you have actual sex, these words have got to really sting, and they probably make your penis throb, twitch, and leak, just like a slut would. Because you are a slut through and through. It's just that you're solo sexual too. And if you aren't really convinced yet, let me just go down the list of what a slut acts like. First and foremost is, of course, your posture. Look how naked you are, and look how wide your legs are spread. Kind of like you're a slut, because sluts don't really know how to close their legs, do they? Not to mention that you're probably way more comfortable when your legs are spread apart. Just like a slut. Because you are a slut. You sit like a slut all the time. If you sat like this on a bus or a subway, they'd look at you and say, hey, check out that fucking slut. And not to mention, you probably wear really slutty clothes, whether they're masculine presenting or feminine presenting. And sluts typically dress for the pleasure of others. And since you only pleasure yourself, whenever you wear something comfortable, you're dressing like a slut. I hate to break it to you, but everywhere you go, to the grocery store, to the pool, to work, anywhere you're comfortable wearing clothes, you're dressing like a slut. You go around just wearing your slutty clothes, doing your slutty little walk, and then you go home and then you masturbate. You give yourself a pounding every night like a fucking slut. And because of that, like, you probably smell like a slut too. Sluts just smell like sweat and sex. So, you know, if you raised your pits or if I took a sniff of your crotch, it'd fucking smell like sex. It'd fucking smell musky as fuck, like a total fucking slut would. Because on top of being a solo sexual slut, you're also a dirty fucking slut, aren't you? Yeah, you are. There's no question about it. You're a dirty fucking solo sexual slut. And for solo sexual sluts like you, your genitals are always fucking lubricated. Always ready to go for another fucking round of solo sex. Solo sexual sluts like you, they're way, way, way worse than any normal slut could ever be. Because sluts need sex all the time. And as a solo sexual slut, you can give yourself that sex all the time. You can just stick your hand down your pants and just give yourself the pleasure that you need. You don't need another person. You don't need permission. You're a total fucking slut. Dictionary definition of a solo sexual slut. And what makes you a solo sexual slut isn't the fact that you're solo sexual. It's the fact that you're so fucking solo sexual that you've made a complete fucking slut of yourself. Just as there are people that have the average amount of sexual partners, there are also solo sexuals that have the average amount of solo sex and masturbation. And you aren't one of them, no. You're one of those hypersexual solo sexual sluts. The type of solo sexual slut that requires solo sex even more frequently than they require a glass of water. Because your thirst for solo sex, that's unquenchable. It's one of those few things that you are passionate and motivated to do every day. It's not like anything else in your life, is it? You know deep down that masturbation isn't a sin, but the way that you do it, and the amount that you do it, and the amount that you enjoy it, it might as well be. You're just so fucking inebriated by your penile pleasure. It's really insane how you haven't been called a solo sexual slut before. Because calling you a solo sexual slut, it so accurately defines you that it makes your penis erect. Because it's like me calling you by your real name. Calling you a solo sexual slut, it feels validating, doesn't it? Even though being a solo sexual slut is just so perverted and nasty, it's how you choose to identify. And it's how others are going to start identifying you. Because you're a total fucking solo sexual little slut. You just have your hands at crotch level at all times, just playing with yourself, like a total fucking solo sexual little slut. Yeah, you don't have any morals. You just have your tongue out at all times, drooling, flopping around like a nasty little animal. If you weren't so fucking solo sexual, you'd be having sex all the fucking time. You'd just be having dick after dick in your body. But nope, you're a solo sexual slut, so you have your hands on your dick at all times, just going up and down, rubbing yourself, rubbing your crotch area, trying to get yourself aroused, even after you come, even after you get so close to orgasming. You just want to be a bigger slut. You just want to go down, reach down, and just rub it, slap your dick on your hand, get yourself hard again. Like a total fucking slut, you just can't get enough. Because, like, as a solo sexual slut, you know that every time that you touch yourself, that counts as another sexual encounter. That counts as another person. Your fucking body count is so fucking high. Even if you're a virgin, you know, every time you reach down and touch yourself, and then the second you let go, that counts as one. And then you let go and touch yourself again, that counts as two. How many times have you fucking touched yourself? Just imagine that. Just think about that. Your fucking body count on your head. Shit, that must be in the billions by now, you fucking slut. You're a fucking massive little slut walking around, having a billion sexual partners. All of them are yourself. God. That's so fucking disgusting. That's so fucking raunchy and nasty, isn't it? Just thinking about you being a total fucking slut for yourself. But there's nothing you can really do about it, is there? You can't cut back. You don't know how. Because you're a total fucking slut. You know, everybody else, they're saving their penis for sex. Or they're not even masturbating to begin with. But here you are, masturbating to your heart's content. And it's still not enough. Because masturbating has turned you into a total fucking slut for yourself. And the only way that you can stop being a slut is if you stop masturbating. Just knock it off. Undo your little slut ways, or you'll become an even bigger slut.